just about Thanksgiving, next Thursday. So be sure and remember what that's for and celebrate it accordingly. It should be a time when family gets together and thinks about all the blessings and things you have to be thankful for. And it's not a time just to sit around and get drunk and look for another excuse to go fishing or whatever. It should be a good, what's the right word, solemn, maybe? Anyway, do whatever you want. That's just the way I feel about it. All right, once again, I know you're tired of hearing it, but there might be somebody new out there, and they need to hear it. So, December 13th, I expect as many of you as you possibly can to meet me in Olympia, Washington. For hello, Mother Earth, and thank you for that. Olympia, Washington, for the Initiative 594 rally, the anti-Initiative 594 rally. And this is probably not only one of the most draconian pieces of gun legislation ever made. It is absolutely, the way it is written, this even beats New York's SAFE Act. They made a couple of mistakes in there that made them look like idiots, worse than they already did. But I'm going to tell you what, this Initiative 594 is absolutely the stupidest piece of legislation that ever come out of a Capitol building, out of any legislature anywhere in the country. It is the dumbest thing that there ever was. And we are going to fight it. This is a nationwide fight. It's not just about Washington. I wouldn't drive 1,500 miles if it was just about Washington. This is about freedom. This is about the Constitution. This is about taking our rights back and to let them know that we know what our rights are. We are assuming our own destiny, our own rights here. And we're letting them know that we're not asking them permission. We're not looking for compromise. We're not looking for permits. We're not looking for a change in law. We're letting them know that we will not comply. This is the end. We're drawing the line right now. We're done. And we'll see what comes of that over that weekend. So, all things being as they should, the very next day after the rally, 14th and 15th, we'll be conducting a personal defense handgun 2 class. And we're getting people signing up for that already. If you want to get in that, you need to get her done. The best and cheapest way to do this is to go on our website at theshootingbench.us, click on the store, and go down there towards the bottom. There'll be a button that says Olympia Personal Defense Handgun 2, or Olympia, yeah, I think that's what it says. You click on that, and when it asks for a coupon, you put in a lowercase I, 594, and you'll get $100 off that class. If you don't do the coupon, you don't get the $100 off later on. That's what the thing is set up there for. So, you know, do it and get it right. It'll ask for a coupon. Put in lowercase I, 594, and you'll get $100 off that class. Cheapest we've ever done it. And probably the cheapest we will do it anytime soon. We're doing this. Matter of fact, the class is normally $495 when I do them locally. When I do them out on the road, they're $525. You put in that code, you get it for $395. And we're limiting it to 20 people. And so if you want to get in on that, well, give it a shot. Oh, Doc. Hey, Doc, I talked to the one outfit that starts with a K, and I'm having a real hard time getting them interested. We may need to do a demonstration here, some kind of a video or something on it, which would probably be the best thing. Get a good quality video and send to them, and that may change their mind. The other guy I told you about is in Texas right now. We're doing a class, is not taking any calls. Their objection right now is I think they just don't understand it. They're not going to commit to something they can't even see. So we're going to need to do a video, or we're going to need to go, you know, take it to them or send them one or something. So a video might do it. They can't really steal it very well from a video. Well, they probably could if they're smart enough. I just don't know if they're smart enough. If they're smart enough, they would have accepted it already. But anyhow, that's where we're at on that, just in case you was wondering if I was falling down on the job here. Okay. All right, sounds good, Doc. Okay, that's enough of all that. Oh, it's not enough of all that. Tomorrow, if you happen to be in Arizona or western New Mexico, we're having another 8-hour disaster preparedness seminar tomorrow in Vernon at the community park. And there's a group of people wanting me to do another one in Snowflake here in the not too distant future, and yet another one in Mesa, Arizona, sometime probably December or January. It almost have to be January. So those are what's up right now. And we will be doing a combat medic class here in Vernon on the 27th and 28th of December. Screaming deal on that class. Price I won't even mention on the radio. You're gonna have to give us a call if you want to get in on that. That is worth flying in here from anywhere that you can afford to fly from. The last one, well, not the last one, next to the last one we did, Amy makes some damn fine chicken tacos, as I'm having trouble here. Next to the last one we did, we had a guy fly in here from Iowa, had another one fly in here from California, and it's well worth it. It's a class that is priceless. It's indispensable. Nothing like it out there. So if you want to get in on it at a screaming, absolute, insane, stupidly inexpensive price, then better give me a holler. Okay. Now then, with all that out of the way, it is really out of the way right now. So we're going to start out here with several cowboy songs here in a row. Not country western music. Cowboys. Cowboy songs. Marty Robbins type stuff. And let a couple of these play, and I'll be back with you here in a little bit.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he lit it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. Buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch. He came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the Buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me.
He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see, but I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
to the town of Alfre, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more, 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. Big iron, when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. sadness or charm. One step and by themselves and their soul moving on dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long to die. Arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out silence and old worn out memories, but no one, no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly and search on, and one step and back of themselves, and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly search on, and one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for a lover in the valley of the gun. When the bells stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
And she reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she could not win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. There was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Yeah, there were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Come on, Willie, help me with this thing. Never sell a Spanish angel
at the altar,
of the sun.
Oh, I believe they were praying
for the lovers.
Yeah, it was.
Into the valley of the gun.
Well, well, well.
When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared,
there was thunder.
There was thunder from the throne.
Whoa.
And seven Spanish angels
took another angel home.
Besides, this horse is due back on the merry-go-round by 11 o'clock. Now, I'll tell you the truth. There's only one guy in the world I'd do this for. And he just happens to be the nicest guy there is. And I want to bring him out now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Wayne. You sure do sit a horse well. I can't tell you how happy I am to have you on the show.
Well, I can't tell you how glad I am to be here. Dean?
Yep.
And I sure want to thank you for getting me such a good horse.
Well, that ain't no ordinary horse, pal. They don't say that horse was a zebra before the white knight went by, you know.
I'm working on a western right now with Kirk Douglas, and I sure wish you were with us.
Now I gotta give up westerns. Too hard to read the cue cards when I'm galloping along.
Well, don't give me that, Dean. We've made two westerns together, and you never missed a line.
Don't let this get out, pal, but I was riding Mr. Ed, and he never missed a line. tell me, Duke, of all the pictures you've ever made, what's your favorite?
Well, the one I had taken last week with Marisa, my 8-month-old daughter.
Oh, well, that's nice, Carl. You know, I think it's swell, you having all those kids, and especially now having a new little baby. I'm proud of you, Duke.
Oh, I'm proud of you, too, Dean. You know, you've got 7. You haven't exactly been sitting around staring at walls, either.
Well, Duke, everybody, you know, seems to love you. And let me ask you something. They all want to know. Here you are, one of the biggest stars in the whole world, been making pictures for 37 years, got a spanking new daughter. Now, what do you want for her, Duke?
Well, same as any parent wants, I guess. I'd just like to stick around long enough to see she gets started right. I'd like her to know some of the values that we knew as kids. Some of those values that too many people these days are thinking are old-fashioned. Most all, I want her to be grateful as I am every day of my life to live in these United States. I know it may sound a little corny, but the first thing my daughter's learning from me is the Lord's Prayer and some of the Psalms. And I really don't care if she ever memorizes the Gettysburg Address, just so long as she understands it. And since little girls are seldom called upon to defend their country, she may never have to raise her hand for that oath. But I certainly want her to respect all those who do. I guess that's about what I want for my daughter, Dean.
I'm proud to know you, Duke.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky. An old cowboy quit riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloud he draw. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky. Were still
there's
on
always
fire, and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and the hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay, in the sky. Their faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that bird, but they ain't caught him yet. Cause you gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear the cry. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky. As the riders went on by, and you heard one call his name.
Yippee-yi-yay.
If you want to save your soul from ever riding on a range, then cowboy, change your way today, or with it you will ride, trying to catch the devil's hook across the endless skies.
if the I-A-P-I-O. Ghost riders in the sky, ghost riders in the sky.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed, oh, white back down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas, and Louis has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last.
The old Jessam Trail is covered in concrete now. They truck them to market in 50-foot rolls. They blow by his marker, never slowing to read. Like live and die was all he ever did.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of the 100-year war. Sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year war. The voices sound of 100-year wars.
the peace of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride, or I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date to know every trail in the Lone Star State. I ride the range in a Ford V8. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I come to town just to hear the band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big
bells. Wait a minute, let's listen.
I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, where the west is wild round the borderland, where the buffalo roam around the zoo and the Indians make you a rug or two, and the old Barlex is a barbecue. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Well, the food's as good as the four show. It's all right.
I'm going to tell you something, Flacca, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere. When I come down here to Texas, I was looking for something. I didn't know what. It seems like you added up my life, and I spent it all either stomping other men or, in some cases, getting stomped. Had me some money and had me some medals. But none of it seemed a lifetime worth the pain of the mother that bore me. It was like I was empty. Well, I'm not empty anymore. That's what's important. To feel useful in this old world. To hit a lick against what's wrong, or to say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
There's always been groups of people that never could see eye to eye. But I always thought if they ever had a chance to sit down and talk face to face, they might realize they got a lot in common. Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop just having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine, when some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back, started poking fun at my friend's hat. And one old boy said, "Hey, Tex, where'd you park your horse?" My friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, "I think I'll rip that hat right off your head." That's when my friend turned around, and this is what he said. "Ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry, bulldog the Mississippi, and it sears down flat long before you take this cowboy's hat." Now, partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's. Last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band. But back in '69 he died in Vietnam.
Now the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. But someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. And a real special lady gave me this hat pin. But I don't know if I'll ever see her again. A black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi as it's down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me, then I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Well, right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. And he turned back to the others and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim, well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grin. You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi and it sends down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat.
Was standing by the sheriff's side, and when that sheriff said, "I'm sending you to jail," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hovels and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. fence me in.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, a thousand head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a norther started blowing, and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. Then at that moment lightning struck not 20 yards from me. And left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange. A voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done. I failed to see the thousand head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price. When a mighty bolt of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. And I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow. My wicked past unfolded, I thought of wasted years. When another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers, and the others rushed on by me, and I was left to live. The master had a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. Right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
Give a tale. And a good one I owe of an old caballo, a strawberry roan. I was hanging round town just a spending my time, out of a job and not earning a dime. When a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronco rider by the looks of your clothes. I says, guess you're right. There's none I can't tame. If it's riding wild ponies, that's my middle name. Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. He says he's a cayuse that's never been rode. The guy that gets on him is bound to get throwed. Throwed off of that strawberry roan. Out in the horse corral, standing alone, is an old caballo with strawberry roan. Spavined old legs and small pigeon toes, pair of pig eyes and a long roving nose. Little pin ears and they're split at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip. So I puts on my spurs and I coils up my twine. Says to this stranger, that 10 spot is mine. Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. I'll break him the saddle or break him my own. I'll ride him until he lies down with a groan. Bring on your strawberry roan. puts on the blind, and it sure is a fight. Next comes the saddle, I screws her down tight. Steps up aboard him and raises the blind. Get out of the way, boys, he's gonna unwind. Sure as a frog walker, he heaves a big sigh. He only likes wings for to be on the fly. He's the worst bucking bronco I've seen on the range. Turn on a nickel and give you some change. Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. That sunfishing critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome can ride that strawberry roan. Can ride that strawberry.
back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson wheat, I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. May the good Lord.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids and worse. Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints. But every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame all through the West, they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo. They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Sinking in the west, the cattle go down to the stream. The redwing settles in the nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream. Purple lies in the canyon. That's where I long to be with my three good companions, just my rifle, pony, and me. Gonna hang, my sombrero, on the limb, of a tree. Coming home, sweetheart darling, just my rifle, pony, and me. Just my rifle, my pony, and me.
Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody.
My rifle, pony, and me. No more cows,
no more cows
to be roping, no more stray,
no more stray.
Will I see round the bend,
round the bend,
she'll be waiting,
she'll be waiting
for my rifle, pony. My rifle, my pony, and me.
Came from, they only knew he came in
he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't a
He
tall.
Was king at five cards.
I judged
time.
Him to be about five.
His changes game was
his
five cards.
Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month at his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty he would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. 'Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed that there on his hip was a short-barreled Bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, Mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning. The Bat 44 was the same. 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. For the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the Bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Taste of water, cool water.
song of Billy the Kid. I'll sing of some desperate deeds that he did. Way out in New Mexico, long, long ago, when a man's only chance was his old 44. When Billy the Kid was a very young lad, in old Silver City, he went to the bad. Way out in the West with a gun in his hand, at the age of 12 years he did kill his first man. There's Mexican maidens play guitars and sing songs about Billy, their boy bandit king. Ere his young manhood has reached its sad end, with a notch on his pistol for 21 men. Was on a sad night when poor Billy died. He said to his friends, "I'm not satisfied. There's 21 men I have put bullets through. Sheriff Pat Garrett must make 22. I'll sing you how Billy the Kid met his fate. The bright moon was shining, the hour was late. Shot down by Pat Garrett, who once was his friend. The young outlaw's life has now come to an end. There's many a man with a face fine and fair, who start out in life with a chance to be square. Just like poor Billy, they wander astray. They'll lose their lives in the very same way."
sun so white and a pearl-handled gun swinging on his side.
Texas John Slaughter made them do what they ought to, cause if they didn't, they died.
A turned-up white Stetson and a pearl-handled gun. My friend Stan Jones has written a song about them. I want you to hear it. Stan?
His turned-up white Stetson and pearl-handled gun were known both far and wide. With Stetson so white and a pearl-handled gun swinging on his side.
Texas John Slaughter made them do what they ought to, cause if they didn't, they died.
In Texas, a ranger he had to become, and outlaws he defied.
For Texas John Slaughter made them do what they ought to, cause if they didn't, they died.
His turned-up white Stetson and pearl-handled gun were known both far and wide. Were known both far and wide.
John Slaughter, a true hero of the West.
We'll be right back.
starring Chuck Connors.
He turned dark night into day. He A risk. Who was that? We're going to try to do a couple more here, and then I'm going to call it a night. I know you've seen that movie. I should have been doing this with me talking all along here, because the people that listen to the archive are going to have no freaking idea what we were doing. So, anyway, that was Dances with Wolves there. All right, let's see if you saw this movie. Come on, let's get with it here.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide. It ain't much trouble, 'cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man
Yeah, he's pretty close, right? It's the man who shot Liberty Valance. That's who's... Well, it's a good show. It's an old, old show, but that was a good one. I remember it. Okay, let's see if we can slip in a couple more. This is one of my favorite westerns right here. Awesome movie. See if you check it out. See if you can remember. I know you saw it. Every one of you seen it, I'm sure. Think about it a minute. Alan Ladd, Jack Palance, excuse me. I was corrected by the great corrector. Okay. All right, nobody's getting it. That was Shane. You don't remember Shane? Alan Ladd was the star. It's a great movie. One of the best westerns I think there ever was out there. Well, let's see if you remember this one. This ought to ring a bell.
A Lone Ranger.
Yeah, he gave it away, didn't he?
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver. The Lone Ranger.
He said, whoops. Stand by. Here we go. All right, let's do one more. This is the last one.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory, and I seem to hear the nightingale cry. Go hang your dreams on the hang, your dreams of love that could never be. Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree.
Hanging tree.
I searched for gold and I found my gold, and I found a girl who loved just me, and I wished that I could love her too. But I'd left my heart on the hanging tree, I left my heart with the
memory.
And a faded dream on the hanging tree.
Hanging tree.
Now there were men who craved my gold.
Right, it's a wrist, that's exactly right. The hanging tree, yeah. That was a...
When a man is gone, he needs no gold. So they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams and a
memory.
Yes, they carried me.
Everybody just thought that was a song from Marty Robbins. It actually came off of a 1958 movie. And it had a lot of good stars in it. It had one of my favorite, Gary Cooper. You remember Carl Malden? You would remember Carl Malden from, what was that detective show, cop show he played in? Old show. You don't see him in too many westerns. He's been in a few. George C. Scott was in it. Great old show. All right. Well, I've had all the fun I can stand. I got to get up and teach a class in the morning, so I'm going to have to leave it with you here. We're just right on time anyway. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you had some fun tonight. Had a lot of everything was all old cowboy music. We haven't ever done that before. A lot of people don't like the old cowboy music, but I do, and I'm the one punching all the buttons, so that's what we did. I'll see y'all Monday. I'm still waiting on a reply from the Gray Man Concept guy. And if we can get that scheduled, hopefully we can do that here in the very near future. If not, then I guess we'll always wish we could have. We'll see y'all Monday. Thanks for joining me.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days. Oh, when I try.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over, but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my
suspicions real. You said tonight again, you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you were lying. It sounded so true when you said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all.